This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Millions more people around the world have contracted the coronavirus, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The World Health Organization says more than 3.4 million new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed around the world last week. That's an increase of 12% from the previous week. The WHO says the increased transmission is being driven by new variants, the relaxation of COVID-19 protocols, and the large number of people still susceptible to the virus despite rising vaccination rates. The largest increases were in the Western Pacific and European regions, and the countries registering the most cases were Indonesia, Britain, Brazil, India, and the U.S. However, the WHO says the number of deaths continues to decline, about 57,000 worldwide in the last week. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. life expectancy fell by a year and a half in 2020, the largest one-year decline since World War II, according to public health officials. AP's Julie Walker has more.
The CDC report blames COVID, the third leading cause of death behind heart disease and cancer, accounting for 11% of the more than 3.3 million American deaths last year. That's far more deaths than in any other year in U.S. history. For decades, U.S. life expectancy was on the upswing. The CDC says last year it dropped to 77.3 from 78.8 the year before. Julie Walker, New York.
Thousands of people lined up Wednesday to pay their last respects to slain Dutch crime reporter Peter de Vries at the Royal Carré Theater in Amsterdam. De Vries died last Thursday at the age of 64 after being shot several times on an Amsterdam street July 6th, following one of his regular appearances on a Dutch television show. Two suspects were arrested shortly after his shooting and remain in custody. This is VOA News. Australia's two largest states have reported sharp increases in COVID-19 cases, with more than half the country's population now under stay-at-home orders. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
New South Wales reported 110 new cases, up from 78 the day before, nearly 4 weeks into a lockdown of Sydney and surrounding areas to contain an outbreak of the Delta variant. Victoria clocked 22 new cases, and a third state, South Australia, went into its first full day of a week-long lockdown on Wednesday. A year and a half into the pandemic, there's pressure on the federal government, which has seen its polling at its lowest in a year due to a sluggish immunisation program. Just over 11% of the population is fully vaccinated. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said on Wednesday that he took responsibility for both delays in the country's vaccination rollout as well as for the solutions to make up for lost ground.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. At least 25 people are dead in China's central Henan province after massive floods triggered by several days of heavy rain. Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson reports.
The flooding has inundated much of the city and the surrounding area. Henan is a major logistics hub in central China and has a population of around 100 million. Since the weekend, millions of lives there have been upended as trains have been suspended, highways closed, and flights delayed or cancelled. Residents caught in the flood have taken shelter in libraries, cinemas, and museums. Schools and hospitals have also been cut off by waterlogging. The unusually active rainy season has led to the rapid rise of a number of rivers in the vast Yellow River Basin. Dozens of reservoirs and dams have breached warning levels, prompting about 100,000 people to be evacuated to safe zones. Weather watchers say it's the heaviest rain the province has seen in 1,000 years.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson. House Republicans are threatening to boycott a committee investigating the Capitol riot in January. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is rejecting two of the five Republicans Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy named to the panel, Trump allies Jim Banks and Jim Jordan.
It's an egregious abuse of power. Pelosi has broken this institution.
McCarthy says unless she seats all five, Republicans will not take part and instead will do their own probe. Pelosi cited the investigation's integrity in rejecting Banks and Jordan, who both voted to overturn Joe Biden's presidential win hours after the January 6th insurrection. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.